Monday, June 2nd, noon, in the janitor's closet. I thought I knew Andre pretty well. He seemed like a really nice guy, but I guess I was wrong. I had been happy to hang out with him because he said he'd just started attending Northampton Hills and didn't have any friends. He had also confessed that he hated being the new kid and was really worried about fitting in. I felt the exact same way when I first came to Westchester Country Day Middle School. OMG, it was horrible. The first few weeks of school, I wandered the halls like a zombie. No one ever talked to me, and I sat alone at lunch every single day. Mackenzie always went out of her way to make my life miserable. So Chloe's cell phone pic kind of blew my mind. Andre at the cupcakery with Mackenzie and Tiffany? I don't know why, but both Mackenzie and Tiffany hate my guts. And now it appears that Andre is friends with them and has been helping them post photos and nasty comments online. Chloe and Zoe had been at the cupcakery earlier that day and had seen the three of them together. They'd snapped that pic just for me. I felt numb. I was so hurt and upset. I wanted to cry. I really thought he was my friend. Andre was talking, but I wasn't really listening. So I just sat down at their table for a minute, just to see what they were up to and say hi. Then I grabbed the pastries and came straight over here. And that's the truth, Nicole. The four of us just stared at Andre silently. Then Chloe cleared her throat. Andre, would you like to know what we're thinking right now? He smiled weakly and looked hopeful. Sure, Chloe. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Andre, that's the most ridiculous story we've ever heard and a complete pack of lies, you pathetic cyber bully! She yelled. Listen, I'm sorry you guys don't believe me, but that's not going to stop me from doing the right thing, Andre said, getting up to leave. And Nicole, I'll always... He looked at Brandon and stopped mid-sentence. I don't know why, but I suddenly felt really confused. What if Andre was telling the truth? We watched as Andre walked to the door. He glanced sadly at me over his shoulder and then opened the door. That's when Mackenzie and Tiffany came barreling through the door, yelling at the top of their lungs like they had lost their minds. Andre, you thief! You are so busted! Mackenzie yelled. Give me back my phone! No! Tiffany screamed. I know you took it! They each grabbed him by an arm and practically dragged him back to our table. My friends and I just stared at them, speechless. What was going on? The biggest question was, when had Mackenzie and Tiffany become members of the I Hate Andre Club? They were all at the cupcakery just an hour ago, canoodling like BFFs. Something was very fishy. You know what, Tiffany? I don't believe you for one second. I said, you stole Mr. Winter's lesson plan book and then told him that I did it, remember? And now you're saying Andre stole your phone? You may not be a pathological liar, but I bet you're really close. Tiffany, I totally agree with Nikki, Brandon said. I hate to admit it, but I don't think Andre stole your phone. He may be a cold, deceitful, backstabbing cyberbully, but I don't think he's a dirty, rotten, sleazy thief. Chloe and Zoe nodded in agreement. It felt like Andre was on trial, and we were the judge and jury. But what happened next almost made my head explode. Actually, I am a dirty, rotten, sleazy thief, Andre confessed, like it was not a big deal. Then he actually pulled Tiffany's cell phone out of his back pocket. Everyone gasped. I could not believe my eyes. See, Nikki, I told you Andre was shady, Chloe exclaimed. Someone call the police, quick! Just let me explain, okay? Andre pleaded. While I was at the cupcakery picking up the pastries, I overheard Tiffany and Mackenzie talking about the photos they'd posted online. I saw them posting nasty comments on some website using Tiffany's phone, so I just kind of borrowed it, so I'd have proof of what they were doing. I'll give it back to her later today. Dude, isn't that illegal? Brandon said. How do we know you didn't steal those pastries too? Chloe shrieked. OMG, I've been eating stolen property. I'm going to jail. You're not going to get away with taking my phone, Andre, Tiffany yelled. You mess with me, and you're going to be in big trouble. Give it back right now, or I'm telling Mom! No, you're not, Tiffany, Andre shot back. Because I'm telling Mom. Sorry, but you're busted for cyberbullying people again. I have all the proof I need right here. Mom will probably ground you for half the summer and make you do community service at the Senior Citizen Center, just like last time.
Andre, don't you dare tell Mom, please, Tiffany whined. I hate volunteering at the Senior Citizen Center. I'd rather eat 5 tubes of denture cream and drown myself in a bucket of prune juice than go back there.
Hold up, hold up, hold up, Zoe interrupted.
Tiffany, I'm gonna let you finish, she said,
like that famous rapper.
But Andre is your brother?
My head was spinning. I'm her step-brother, Andre answered. My mother is married to Tiffany's father.
That's when my head actually exploded. Kaboom! Who needs pizza? This is an all-you-can-eat drama buffet, Zoe said, shaking her head.
Tiffany, what you and Mackenzie did was just cruel. I was so angry I could, spit.
OMG, are you seriously trying to shame me for cyberbullying right now?
Tiffany scoffed.
My cell phone has been stolen and my summer has been ruined. That makes me the real victim here. And how am I going to get my hourly selfie fix with no cell phone, Nikki?
Sorry, girl, but I'm not sorry, I shot back.
Tiffany, I'm shocked. How could you be so mean to Nikki? Dorks have feelings too, you know,
Mackenzie said, creeping toward the door.
I'd love to stay longer, but I need to go home and wash my hair and get my beauty sleep. Toodles!
Oh, no, you don't. Tiffany grabbed Mackenzie's arm. Shampoo isn't going to fix your raggedy split ends. You need a car wash. Besides, how could you bail on your BFF like this?
Well, no shade, Tiff. But I don't really know you like that,
Mackenzie said coldly.
Besides, Jessica is my real BFF, not you, so whatever. Fine, who needs a BFF like you anyway?
Tiffany spat. And girlfriend, you don't need beauty sleep to fix that face. You need to hibernate until next spring. And before you leave, why don't you tell everyone how you snuck into Nikki's backpack and switched Brandon's and Andre's letters? If I'm going down, you're coming with me. Mackenzie just glared at her. Tiffany, all that gossip about you being a ruthless backstabber is true. My cell phone battery lasts longer than your friendships. Then Mackenzie turned to me. Nikki, you were right about Tiffany. She is a bigger liar than I am. I feel so sorry for her. I'd hug her, but I don't want to get dumb on my arms. I'd much rather be friends with you. It was quite obvious that Mackenzie was just trying to weasel her way out of the mess she and Tiffany had made. Andre had been oddly quiet. Tiffany, what did you mean about the letters being switched? So I got the one meant for Brandon? That's right, Romeo. Don't tell me you thought Nikki was really into you. Tiffany laughed cruelly. She didn't invite you to Queasy Cheesy. She invited Brandon. Mackenzie has the IQ of an orange crayon, but she played you both like a video game. You lovesick losers will fall for anything. Both Andre and Brandon looked shocked. So that was why they'd both been acting so strange ever since they'd gotten my letters. I felt really bad for them both. Listen, guys, I'm really sorry about the letters. You didn't deserve that, and I apologize.
No need to apologize, Nicole, Andre replied. I'm sorry if I was a bit, overbearing. I was just a little confused, I guess.
Same here, Brandon said. If anything, we both owe you an apology, Nikki.
Guys, you know what I want more than an apology? For you two to get along and stop fighting over seats, I teased.
Listen, Andre, I was wrong about you, Brandon said. You're not a cyberbully or a thief. You're a really cool dude.
For a French guy, anyway.
Likewise, my friend, Andre smiled back.
For you to have figured all that out means you're pretty smart.
For an American dude, anyway.
Then they gave each other a high five. I just rolled my eyes at them. At least they were now acting like 6-year-olds instead of 4-year-olds.
Ah, achoo!
Chloe fake sneezed. Nikki, you don't want the rest of these pastries, do you? I just accidentally sneezed on them. Sorry.
I love happy endings, Zoe gushed. Who's up for a group hug?
Zoe, Andre, Chloe, Brandon, and I all huddled into a big group hug, while Tiffany and Mackenzie brooded behind us.
This whole thing was your stupid idea, Tiffany complained. And now my summer is ruined.
No, it was your stupid idea, Mackenzie grumbled. You're the one who's obsessed with posting selfies on social media.
Well, get used to it, girlfriend. We'll both be taking a lot of selfies together this summer when we're forced to volunteer at the Senior Citizens Center, Tiffany shot back.
Tiffany and Mackenzie totally deserve each other. In spite of all their mean girl drama, I managed to survive my not-so-secret crush catastrophe.
OMG!
I've been in here writing for so long, I'm late for bio. I gotta go.